I was speaking earlier at the InterPride International Conference, which is all of the different Pride organizations around the world get together once a year and discuss both the agenda and the purpose and kind of the movement in general. The reason I was speaking there, which might be interesting to some of your listeners, is that last week I gave the first LGBT address at the Democratic State Convention that they've ever had in a main session, and it went over very well. But it was, I was a little disappointed that it was the first ever, that it's 2009, but I was very glad to do that. And they heard my address and they said, you know, could you squeeze this in? And then being able to come here to the film festival, which is probably one of the best ways for any diverse community, in particular those that have been diminished and marginalized, to reach out beyond our community. So I think the film festival has a couple of messages. One is it reinforces that we're not alone for our own community. It reinforces some of the struggles that we've had and some of the struggles we've overcome, but it has a reach beyond our own community, and it reaches out to mainstream community to tell our story, tell our message. It's an extremely important medium. It's the medium that actually in 1984 began my uncle's journey to be well beyond the shores of California through the Times of Harvey Milk, the documentary about him that that won an Academy Award that year for Best Documentary. And that has continued to resonate around the world. It's interesting, I had just come back from several European countries this summer who showed the documentary. And so this is a 22-year-old documentary, and it still has people walking out in tears and being moved and affected.
So speaking of your uncle, last week Governor Schwarzenegger signed a bill relating to your uncle. Can you tell our listeners about that?
Sure. That was a little bit of a struggle, and I was heavily involved in the campaign to get that bill signed. Senator Mark Leno, our openly LGBT senator from San Francisco, a state senator in Sacramento, sponsored it last year and again this year. Last year, the governor vetoed it, saying that Harvey was important, but he was important to the local community of San Francisco. This year, his message was, I kind of learned that Harvey actually resonates not only in San Francisco and not only all throughout California, but beyond the California. In fact, one of the statements that the governor and First Lady Maria Shriver put out was that Harvey actually affected millions of people around the world. And so it was a great, it's a great day of education that will happen every May 22nd. The school systems, public school system in California will be encouraged to teach about not only Harvey, but Harvey's message. And his message goes even beyond the LGBT community, but his message was that we are so much richer by celebrating our diversity. We're so much stronger by learning and embracing our differences than by division and by marginalization.
And finally, I wanted to ask you about Tampa's new police chief. Tampa just selected a new police chief, Jane Castor, and she's the first openly lesbian police chief in the city. What do you think about that?
I think that's terrific. I think it builds on really Tampa's emerging leadership in terms of embracing diversity. I think you've got an amazing openly LGBT commissioner in Kevin Beckner, who was elected countywide. I think that this is just building towards teaching, you know, all of our young people that you can do anything, you can be authentic of who you are, and it won't stop you. So it's a tremendously powerful message that, you know, the Tampa Bay area is putting out to the state and therefore to the country and therefore to the world.